welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to this show. Today, we are going to talk about a few different things. The importance of your putting your family first, the importance of making sure that you are focused on what is important in life. Talking about side hustles and some statistics that have come out. Turns out a good portion of Americans are doing side hustles, which is exciting. Some of it might be for the wrong reasons, but we'll get into that as well. And then I want to talk a little bit more about the strategy and the importance of facing conflict now instead of pushing it off later. Rarely anything in life pays off to push it down the road and not to deal with it, not to confront it head first. So we're going to talk about that, or head on, not head first, head on, maybe head first if you're like, probably head first is not a good idea. Head on is what I was meant to say, and I couldn't spin that any other way to make it sound better, so I'm just going to write that off as a gaffe in the beginning. If you want to reach out to me, make fun of me for my misspoken words, or if you have a show topic you would like me to cover, if you want to email me with any of your questions, some of you have emailed me and I haven't been able to get back to you. I apologize for that. I'm in the middle of traveling with the family on top of business, and so it has been very time consuming, and I haven't had time to get back to my emails as much as possible, but please keep sending them. I will get back to them. It just might be a little longer. I apologize in advance for that. You can email me, Matt@howtobuildatent. You can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. Love for you to follow me, like it, and share and tag with your friends. You can find me on Minds. That's the new push that we're making for the social media sites, because they are not banning us so far. And it's like really refreshing to see content actually get traction that is deserved. Okay, so I want to talk about the importance of loving your family. I've had a few conversations lately that have just like been really sad, of people that have been putting their careers above their family. And they have talked about the struggles that they've had and how hard it's been. And it's something so easy to do, especially in the American culture. For those of you listening overseas, I'm not sure how your cultures relate to this. A lot of cultures in neighboring the United States have a high emphasis on family. But one of the things that usually tends to happen in America, and especially in the work culture, is that we are hard workers. We work a lot. We value our work. We value our profession. And we value what we can produce. And oftentimes we are defined by that. When we introduce ourselves, we ask what we do for work as one of our first questions, because somehow that is something that defines who we are, which is probably a really bad thing and shouldn't be. But it's very easy to do, and because you want to be successful, right? Like what we talk about all the time. We want to be promoted. We want to buy and provide nice things, even for our families. We want to give them stability, and we have all these thoughts going through our head, and it turns into just working really hard all the time. Some people want to just, they play the game, they enjoy the game, and they want to have more and more and more, not for like possession's sake, they're not being materialist, but just to win the game, and they're super competitive. And a lot of times what takes a backseat is your ministries with your family and the priorities that God has called you to with your families. And I just want to remind you guys that putting your work above your family is never going to pay off. It is always going to bring about hardships and problems that are not worth it. Whatever you are sacrificing your family for today is not worth what you are giving up in your family. And I just want to encourage you guys as a reminder, hopefully all of you guys are not doing that, that you are actually being really great husbands, wives, fathers, mothers, and you are prioritizing the things that you need to prioritize. God first, spouse second, family third, or your children third, and the rest of the family after that. And then just being faithful to what God has called you to. Even if it seems like you're sacrificing your career, your business, anything that you are going after for the sake of loving your family, I promise you, you will not regret it. And that's just a friendly reminder. And I want to often repeat this. We've talked about family before. I've had my family on the show. because this is something that it bears repeating over and over again and reminding us to not be just caught up in the whirlwind of success, not to be just caught up in being a 50-60 hour worker, but somebody who is a balanced life, is trusting God and working hard and striving for goals at the same time and making sure that we have that balance in check, which is really important. The next statistic that it came out, I think I read it last week, but it was just like in the hopper of articles to discuss, which was kind of really encouraging, honestly, is 1/3 of Americans have a side hustle or a side gig. And that averages out, I think they said $1,122 a month is what they're making on part-time work besides their normal job. So they have their normal career. They probably work 40, 50 hours at that. And then on top of that, they have this side hustle, side gig, where they're working 1 to 2 hours every day. And that's usually typically how much you would spend time on this. And they're making $1,122 a month on this part-time work, which is a pretty decent size of money. I mean, just imagine what you can do with that extra income every month. Now, one of the sad things, and I should say this, it was up from last year of $686 a month. So that might be a result of a stronger workforce or stronger job market where people's wages are going up or people are being able to find jobs more easily, which is a good thing. But one of the downsides that I saw from this is that people were taking on these part-time jobs not to grow wealth, but to pay for expenses. They were having these expenses that they couldn't afford with their current salary. And that kind of is a bummer because $1,122 a month could be a huge wealth-building tool for you to grow your wealth, save up money, pay off debts, and to have an investment fund to start thinking down the line, start investing for your future. But we're seeing that a portion of the U.S. is using it to pay for expenses. I think they said it was 33% of people are doing it for expenses, opposed to and contrasted with 45% that are doing these side hustles or earning additional income outside of their primary career. So that means that about 12% are doing it not because they're in debt or not because they're having expenses that they're trying to cover, but they're actually bettering themselves. They're putting themselves in a better financial position, which is really great. So it's really exciting that there's these Americans that are having these side jobs, but it is also something to remember that it is a lot easier to cut expenses. You're going to be a lot better off. Your wealth is going to grow faster if you're not just using that money to pay expenses, but you're actually cutting expenses as well. And that, again, because cutting an expense, we've talked about this before, that when you cut an expense, it goes straight to the bottom line because there's no operating cost, there's no variable cost usually associated with that. It doesn't require time, it doesn't cover buying raw materials to build a product like you would to grow your revenues. And so cutting expenses is the fastest way to grow wealth. So if you are doing that side hustle and you're one of those people just doing it to pay for expenses, think about what you can cut, what you can sacrifice, what you can do without to continue to grow your wealth. And the last topic I talked about in the beginning that I want to talk about, again, it's this China and the U.S. situation. And I just want to bring it up because obviously it's a big thing in the news. And it brings out a good point for us to remember that conflict deferred is like payments deferred, and that it is going to cost something greater to resolve it down the line than it is in present day. And that has been a typical strategy, or maybe the typical result of not having a strategy, of the U.S. and the policymakers in our businesses. When we take out future debts instead of addressing the problem in the future, when we think about Social Security entitlements from a national perspective, and with China as well. I saw a news article that said that the global markets want a U.S. and China to get along. But the problem with that is getting along could mean a bunch of different things, right? Getting along could mean China is not trying to dominate and take over the U.S. position. Or getting along could mean that U.S. just capitulates to what China wants. Or it could mean that that there is a deal that is made. So there's a lot of different ways of getting along, and not all of them are in the interest of the U.S. And as an American citizen, we should be interested in the benefit of the U.S., especially because there is a diametrically opposed worldview from the U.S. to the Chinese. Now, granted, U.S. isn't perfect. They're not a Christian. We're not a Christian nation. We're actually probably a post-Christian nation. Our ideals, our values are shifted from what they once were, and we need to get back to that. But U.S. still, for the most part, values freedom, and China is a dictatorship of coming from the lines of Marxism. And having China rule the world and have to step into the place of the U.S. would be a disaster. And if we would just say, oh, okay, China, you keep doing what you're doing, you keep stealing our technologies, you keep rising to power, would be far more costly to the global markets than the tariff damage that is happening right now. And we've seen this like in World War II. We let the Germans go for so long without any confrontation from the U.S., and it cost us a huge amount more than if we would have addressed the situation earlier on the rise of the Nazi Party. And this is just a great principle for us to remember in our personal lives, with our finances, or just day to day, that putting things off has a cost. And oftentimes that cost is more than it is worth to do. Now, sometimes there is a low cost and it does pay off to put it down the line. Maybe you can do something else that is more costly to put off. You do that and then you put off some other things, and that's basically prioritization. But let's just not go into making decisions, blowing things off, putting things, pushing things down the road, and thinking that there is no cost that's going to come to it. If we're going to do those things, we need to be wide open and thinking about and being honest with ourselves about the cost of delaying different projects, different initiatives, different issues in our lives. And that sometimes can be, and a lot of times can be, more costly than it is to just address and deal with the issue head on, not head first, head on. All right, so this show is going to be a little shorter. I apologize for that. Again, traveling, we might have a few more shorter shows coming up. But I just want to get some stuff out there just to let you know what I'm thinking about day to day, even if it is a shorter show. Thank you so much for your understanding and listening. I can't wait to get back to you face to face and doing the video. Again, if you have any questions, comments, you can reach out to me, How to Build a Tent. You can email me, Matt, howbuildtent.com, and we'll talk to you next time.